But Mandy Peterson is in our studios this morning. She's with Grandma's Marathon, and Mandy has a smile on her face. She is a woman who is not going to let anything defeat her or wreck her mood. Mandy, thanks so much for coming in this morning. It's great to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
So what happens? You know, it's been the weirdest weather pattern all spring. It's been gorgeous, gorgeous weather during the week, and the weekends show up, and the warm temperatures disappear, and the skies open up, and it pours rain, or it gets cold and yuck.
Right.
And I was just complaining to you, the Walk for Animals ended
right.
up needing to be cut short this year because it was lightning down there at Bayfront, and the organizer said, oh, this doesn't seem safe. And you've got a horrific weekend, rain-wise, in the forecast. Why am I saying this to you? I don't want to hurt your feelings and make your eyes quit sparkling. So what do you do if it rains? This, obviously, Grandma's has been going on for decades. This is not the first time it's rained on a Grandma's weekend.
Right. And unfortunately, the forecast isn't that pleasant, but the race will go on. I mean, that's the bottom line. If it's raining, it will go on. This is the 42nd annual. And fortunately, we have never had to cancel it, so I'm hoping, you know, that doesn't incur tomorrow.
Right.
But if it's raining, we just, you know, advise runners to take note of that and dress accordingly, prepare for that as much as you can, even though it's not the most ideal running conditions. I mean, you still kind of just have to roll with the punches, I guess.
I would think that it obviously be at the beginning of the race. Now, I am not a runner. Okay, my idea of exercise was walking to the front to say, come and walk back with me, Mandy. But
right.
I would imagine that after you get warmed up, that the rain, I mean, except for the rain in your face part, would actually feel good. That would be a nice thing. Am I right?
I would say you're right, actually, because I know, you know, as a runner myself, I would much rather run in the rain than I would in high temps and high humidity. And yes, it can be a little chilly, but I'd rather be chilled than, you know, dying of heat. So, you know, the rain isn't a bad thing. We're just hoping that the thunderstorms hold off. And that's the thing where, you know, we're getting a lot of calls and questions about. And I understand. I mean, we have over or about 19,000 runners coming to town this
wow.
weekend for, you know, the three races, the full marathon, the half marathon, and the 5K that takes place this evening. And so I understand their concerns, and I get it, but we're just hoping that the thunderstorms hold off and that severe weather part of it stays at bay, and we can just enjoy some light sprinkles here and there to keep the runners cool. And hopefully it'll be a good day.
Well, there are so many amazing volunteers. I actually went to Grandma's for the first time only just a couple of years back. It takes
okay.
me a long, long time to get on board with a lot of these things. And then I'm like, where's my head? Why haven't I been doing this all along? And I couldn't get over the warmth and the friendliness and the sense that this entire community, runners, non-runners, people who like crowds, people who don't like crowds, the entire community was looking at these people and saying, go, good job, you can do it.
Right.
And I was touched by that. I thought, this is so wonderful to see the community come together this way.
It truly is amazing. And when I say our volunteers are amazing, that is an understatement, because we have almost 6,000 people that come together over the course of, you know, gearing up for the weekend and help out, you know, pre, during, and post weekend. And we really, I mean, we just honestly couldn't do it without all of our awesome volunteers.
If you put out a call for volunteers to stand on either side of the raceway and hold out big umbrellas, I bet they'd do it.
That's a possibility. Maybe we could consider that for, you know,
and then runners
year.
Could just run underneath the umbrellas.
Right. We'd probably need a few more thousand then.
Probably, but the volunteers are pretty dedicated.
They are. They truly are.
What happens, heaven forbid, if you do end up in a situation where you are, you know, lakeside and there's thunder and lightning going on? Because that's, like I say, what the organizers at the Walk for Animals said, we're not messing with it.
Right. Of course, safety and security is the number one priority for all of our runners and participants and our volunteers. I mean, everybody involved. Safety is the number one concern. So if we work with the National Weather Service and we're going to just keep in touch with them. And if it comes down to race time and, you know, our executive director determines that it's unsafe for the runners, then, you know, they would make that call and then it would trickle down through the chain of command and everyone would be informed and we'd take our, you know, our our protocol into action and just, you know, have to deal with that. But hopefully that's not the case. And if we have to, you know, there's been an instance where they bust all the runners to the start, you know, which they always do, and then held them on the buses for like 20 minutes to,
oh, sure,
as a storm passed, and then the race continued. And so we just have all those, you know, those pieces
plan
in place.
B, plan
right.
B1, plan
exactly.
B2.
And so we're open. It just, you know, we can stick with plan A, but, you know, there are, yes, subsets of it.
Right. And obviously, as you've been doing this a long time, and so you've had to make these different contingency plans.
Right.
If... Again, I'm wondering what would a person do, or what would a group of people do with 19,000 runners if for some reason the race couldn't take part? Could you put them in, like, bring them to UMD and have them run sprints instead?
That's an idea. Bring them back to campus here,
And let them, you know, they're obviously a long distance. Well, they could run around the track like 8 billion times, but it'd probably just be easier to have them all do sprinting races.
Yeah, unfortunately, if that was the case and we had to completely cancel, it would just be a pure cancellation.
How about a big party instead?
That sounds great to me.
The volunteers could organize that too.
Right.
So I guess my thought is if you are a volunteer, you know, and if you've got, you know, the ability to put together a really big party on a moment's notice, call Mandy and let her know, "Hey, I got your party covered."
Right. Sure.
And you know, if there ends up being, you know, 19,000 people in our town looking for something to do, but you've got plans in place.
We do.
The race is going to go on.
Yes.
Unless it absolutely can't. Shane Bauer, of course, a good friend
right.
of ours here
oh,
at
great.
KUMD, and he's from a part of the country where you take severe weather seriously, so
right.
he's not going to be taking any chances.
Right.
But we just wish you the absolute best of luck.
Yes,
what do you want to tell us? Assuming that everything goes according, more or less according to plan, maybe a little rain, what do you want to tell us about what's new and exciting and maybe a place or two or three along the course that you might want to roll on down if you've never been to the marathon? Maybe a good place you'd recommend for race watching if you've never done it.
Yeah, if you've never been out there on the course, a good spot is, and a kind of an open spot too, is Lemon Drop Hill. You
okay.
know, the notorious Lemon Drop Hill right on the edge of town by Blackwoods. On London Road, that's a good spot because it's not only open, but it also is a moment when the all of the runners really do need your support. It's like their last little hill before they kind of cruise slightly downtown into Canal Park. And so that area of the course not only is a good spectator viewing spot, but it's a good spot where the runners do need some extra support and some extra cheering. And it's easy to get to. That's the nice part, too.
Oh, that's also good. Yeah.
Yes. Some of the, you know, some places on the course are, you know, especially up the course where it's a little more remote, you can't get to all of the access points. And then, of course, once you get to Canal Park, it gets very congested. So if you really want to make an impact, I would say that would be the place to do it.
Fantastic. So that's good to know. Is the road construction that's going on downtown, how is that affecting the race? And from the standpoint of the race course and also the spectators?
Yes, so the race course, the half and the full race course, is rerouted for the next 3 years due to the Superior Street reconstruction. And we've really tried to educate, you know, all of our participants and everybody that's coming to town about that reroute. It's just going to slightly reroute down to Michigan Street instead of Superior for that short distance, starting at about 4th Avenue East, and then they'll connect with 5th West like runners always do. They'll reconnect with the original course. And so that slight reroute, it's actually so slight that it does not change the length of the course, and the finish line is still in the exact same spot. So that's a nice part with how it was rerouted. And then also there's just a little bit of construction, you know, by the William A. Irvin that's going on by the deck there. So that little stretch next to the Irvin, that course is going to be narrowed just slightly because they have a little bit of the road barricaded off. So those are the two areas that will be runners will notice the construction. It won't be significant where, you know, they have to completely, you know,
rethink their strategy.
Exactly. Plus we're going to have a lot of people on the course, you know, showing them the way, like turn here at this new turn, since it's something that, you know, we have runners that this is their, you know, 40th annual or something, like they come back year after year,
oh,
which is
wow.
totally awesome. So for those runners that know the course, we just want to make sure that they know where to turn, and there'll be no doubt that, you know, they won't have any issues with that.
Those are the ones that are, that would be, if anybody would have a problem, those would be the ones, because they'd be kind of in autopilot, you know.
Right, they'd be in their zone.
Been there, done this.
Yes.
Somebody's got to say, get out of the zone and turn here.
Right.
I'm guessing that there are maps aplenty,
yes,
on the website, and so we'll get a link set up so it'll be easy for folks to find that, mm-hmm, information, and of course we'll pass on the information about Lemon Drop Hill,
yeah,
and we're wishing the runners just the absolute best of luck. Have enough rain to keep you cool, have the wind at your back, and have a great race.
Yes, definitely. Our website, and that's a good point, we have a weekend guide right on our website. It's on our Marathon Weekend tab, and that has everything anybody needs to know about the weekend in there, from parking to transportation to the post-race entertainment. Everything's in there.
All right, fantastic. We'll get that link set up.
Yeah.
Mandy, thanks so much for coming
in
this
morning. Thank you for having me.
Great to have you here. Mandy Peterson with Grandma's Marathon. They've got kind of a stinko forecast, but they've got plans, and they've got high hopes, and they've got contingency ideas, so they're completely unfazed. Grandma's Marathon weekend right here in beautiful downtown Duluth, and chances are it's Grandma's Marathon weekend where you are, too.